The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabunjo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, welcome to another exciting moment of investment education and equity analysis.
I'm being joined by Aruna Kebira. Aruna Kebira is our very good friend on this platform. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Global View Capital Limited. You just need to call a friend, call a family member. This session is very, very important. You are not paying anything for it. But even if you have been long in the market and you have experiences trading stocks, you still need some of the information we're going to be sharing together. Aruna, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Aruna, I told you about coronation.
Yes.
I told you when I'm the oracle of this market. I told you about coronation. I know that the earnings yield largely is still below your requirement, so to speak. I told you, if Access is ever going to do well, coronation is also going to do well. Now, is it a half-year result now of coronation was released to the market in the course of last week? I think it's first quarter,
yeah.
It stated there. Turnover grew 27.25%, profit after tax 79.44%. And then earning per share, of course, will have grown, also grew 79.44%. Now coming to the earnings yield, is 5.45%. You said your expectation is 10%.
The threshold is 10%.
All right. Then profit margin, 12.40%. PE ratio for Q1 is 18.33. All right. Now, at a price of 55 kobo, and this equity is still not attractive to you, Aruna.
You know what I want us to discuss as far as this result? Because let us leave the... let us discuss it absolutely. The growth in the annual per share from 0.02 kobo to 0.03 kobo. I think, yeah, is their try. You know, it's a new beginning. I believe that maybe by the time they release their quarter two, their quarter three, we might be seeing a good trend. But for now, where it is at 55 kobo, I think it's still okay. But it's not my candidate.
But let me tell you what I see in this and why I believe, in my personal opinion, that coronation is a good place to be, is that most often, people like you, I'm sorry to say, Aruna, we tend to enter into an equity when the price is already matured. But your ability to discover potential growth in an organization and you take a long-term position will eventually determine your level of profitability as far as equity investment is concerned. Let me tell you something. The price of this stock cannot fall for as long as they continue to increase or to grow on their major indicators, right? The bottom line is growing, the top line is growing. And if for any reason, as I see this company and they continually grow their earnings, if the price is coming down, it is an abnormal movement. For this kind of company that keeps bringing in positive result, anyone who is not investing in it just does not know they have the ability of seeing to the future. That's my submission.
I'm not saying that they are not growing. You know, for
you are not just buying.
No, my portfolio have criteria.
don't worry.
When eventually, to enter
when
into my
eventually
portfolio.
This earnings yield gets to 10% and 11%, Aruna, I promise you, my party.
but you know, I will be ready to make a 10% on a stock that I'm sure of than to position in the stock when I'm expecting 50%. But I don't know what my likely happen.
No, this one I know what my likely happen, and I keep telling you, and they keep proving that we go on a short break. When we return, we still have a lot to do on the platform today, but we'll see how we cut it short so that we can accommodate everything we have.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Welcome back. Aruna is still very much with me here, and I do hope you are enjoying every bit of the presentation. Now, Royal Exchange MRF, Julie Pharmacy, MRF, and yet people are still trading this equity. What is the risk you think?
Because they have positions in it. And they must be, as far as it's liquid and it's listed on the floor of the Nigeria Stock Exchange, there must be a business in it. That the only thing I see there, like Airtel Africa, I think it dropped. I think this was the second week that it dropped. I think it was because
I'm more interested not in Airtel Africa, but in these equities that have been coded, that have been qualified.
Mixed regulatory filings.
And yet, they are still there. Let us quickly.
I believe to a very large extent that a number of people don't really know what these codings are.
Now, we are there. CSI code. CSI means Compliance Status Indicator of the Nigerian Exchange Group. If you lose in the stock market, it is not the stock exchange that is losing, it is you. The stock exchange is not designed to advise you on what to do. What the stock exchange, that is the Nigerian Exchange Group and the Securities and Exchange Commission, have to you as responsibility is to coordinate activities of market operators to ensure that quoted companies actually play according to the rule of the game and to give you information as a protection. But what if you are given the information and you refuse to either access the information or use the information to your advantage? People had lost in this market and people will still lose. Not because the market is bad, but because people will not just do what is appropriate. This session of this presentation today is very important. Aruna, we have about 11. I don't know how many we'll be able to cover today. If we are not able to cover everything today, we'll leave it and then next week we'll continue. BLS, below listing standard. In other words, if you go to StocksWatch, StocksNG, or any platform, and you see the price of any stock, then being coded BLS, below listing standard.
Before I answer, let me just tell you what, you know, for every stock that is going to be listed on the floor of the Nigeria Stock Exchange, on that day of listing, you are made to write an undertaking that you are going to feed the market with information, material that are price sensitive. By rendering your quarterly, your annual financial statement and every other information that have to do with the company. So if you are not bringing it as at when, that means that you are below listing standard, which means that you are not functioning as you are supposed to function. I think we have even said that something would have been wrong. You see that there is a problem that is not making, because Nigeria Stock Exchange are making in a way that they have what they call a user portal, exporter, that from your office, you send the information into the Nigeria Stock Exchange website. So if you are not sending it, I mean there is something is wrong, which is supposed to carry a red flag.
Aruna, if I now see an equity with a BLS attached to its price,
that means you have to investigate. By what is it that they are missing? How are they below? Is it that their result was due to be released, their quarter one result was due to be released by April, and they have not released it? What is responsible?
All right. And if I now found out, if what is responsible, or I'm not able to find out, because in Nigeria, sometimes information is very scarce. What do you think?
No, you know why. You know, there's a portal on the Nigeria Stock Exchange website where you can see all the results that are released. You can see the latest results released by equity. Then you're supposed to understand that this result has not been released. And sometimes some of these companies, they do well by writing the exchange and telling the exchange that this is the reason there may be a delay. Because of this reason, it will also be on the
pattern. And if you cannot find it there, what do you think should
then be? You begin to ask questions.
All right, MRF means regulatory filing.
That means it beat the deadline. If it is April 30, that means as at April 30, you have not filed your report.
So what is the risk investing in such an equity?
Like I said, what we talked about last week, we discovered that some of those equities that were delisted have not filed their report for a very long time. Assuming that they miss filing, and it now happened that is where they stop filing, and you take position, that it means that you have issues with taking position.
Let me ask you this question. How many quarter reports or audited reports that a company will have missed before the stock exchange will now decide to code it or qualify it?
No, I don't think. Once you miss one, I don't think they have. But at the moment you step on it, they will decode it. The moment you miss it, they will let the public know that you have missed.
And when eventually the result is released,
they remove it.
All right. DWL, delisting watch list.
That is, by the time that you have missed and you are below the listing standard, the stock exchange will reach out to you. I want to understand exactly what is happening. They can even give you time. They can give you time so that you file all your outstanding reports. If you are not forthcoming, then they have to put you on the listing watch list. Which, and you know, the listing watch list can be a company can write exchange. I said, for one reason or the other, we want to get out of the market. So we'll be on the watch list.
The moment I see DWL, I should know that the company is on its way out.
Except if there's anything else that they can do.
And but again, according to our discussion with Malam Garba Kurfi last week, we were saying that even if a stock is delisted from the NGX, they can actually come to the NASD and still trade there.
Yeah, they can, but I think by and large, the stocks listed on NGX are more liquid because they are more participants on the floor of the Nigeria Stock
Exchange. And the truth of the matter is that if you are moving, you are a university student, and then they now demoted you to become a secondary school student, and what you ought to have passed through, I think the best thing, for someone like me, I would just make up my mind, sell off. It is better sometimes to avoid unnecessary risk. Take action as at when action is due. And instead of you believing the only organization, the only individual rather, that can tell you in details as to what is happening within an organization are the board members, which include the chairman, managing director, and the directors, and some other top executive of the organization. You are a shareholder. Don't just assume. Take necessary step as at when deal.
I think we can also look at it two ways, voluntary delisting and delisting by force.
There is none that is good.
No, like you see, like what Double One PLC did.
Yes, as far as I'm concerned, it isn't good.
I think what I see in it is that because it's not as if they did not render their quarterly returns, maybe for one reason or the other. Yeah. So if they go to NASD, they will still continue to render their returns. But somebody that is recalcitrant and stubborn is stubborn. You will pursue from one exchange to the other. What is the probability? What is the guarantee that you continue to render your returns?
DIP, deep, delisting in progress.
That means it has gotten to an advantage of leaving the market.
And it could be mandatory.
It could be mandatory or it could be voluntary.
AWR, awaiting regulatory approval.
I think that has to do with maybe the insurance sector and the banks, you know. Yeah. Yes, the exchange are giving them 3 more moratorium to release their AFS. And sometimes, maybe because of a ratio they need to calculate or maybe the quantum of the dividend they want to pay might not be in agreement with the regulator. There will be this go front and come back. But the only thing they need to do is to write to the exchange that this thing is what is going on. At the moment we are settled with our regulators, we do our filing.
Which suggests that when you see AWR, the risk is not so much.
Yes, the risk is because you know that there's no way the regulator, whether they allow them to go with whatever they have in their AFS or it is expunged. So it will eventually be released to the market.
I want to say a very big thank you to you, Aruna, for this length of time you have stayed with us today. I want to say a very big thank you to every one of you for staying tuned by the special grace of God. We are going to be here again, the same time, the same station. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation, and preservation. Abayomi Obabolujo, God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.